Okay, so there's two types of market research that businesses can conduct: primary or field research, or secondary or desk research. So we're going to look at primary or field research. So first of all, the definition. So primary research involves gathering information from the marketplace. Researchers go into the market or the fields and find out information by making direct contact with potential consumers. So primary research is also known as field research, so that's important. And it's where the company goes out into the market and gathers their own information based on what information they're looking for. And there's four ways that you can do primary research. So one is observation, two is consumer panels or focus groups, three is surveys, and four is a mystery shoppers. So number one, observation. So market research, watch consumer behavior and learn from their reaction. So example, observing consumers react to a product display in a shop. Businesses use this information to improve the layout of the shop and to maximize sales. So they'll have a person in the shop observing what consumers are doing, and then they can change the display around. The advantage is consumers are unaware that they're being observed, so the retailer can gain accurate information on the consumer behavior. But the main disadvantage is it shows how people behave, but because there's no direct interaction, it does not explain why they behave in such a way. So you'll see them picking out a product off a shelf, but you don't know why they picked out that product. Is it because it's a certain brand? Is it because it was in their eye contact? Is it because it's a bright and colorful product? The second one then, consumer panels or focus groups. So groups of consumers or potential consumers meet to discuss a firm's products. This gives the firm information on consumer habits and opinions, which can be used to develop new products or improve existing products. So the advantages is the business can gain detailed insight into the consumer's attention and opinions. So they can, that's done because you can ask them questions and develop your questions on the answers that they've given. Disadvantage, it can be time consuming and expensive to run. Your third one then, survey. So market research, conduct an interview with consumers or potential consumers. These surveys can take place face to face, so stopping people on the street or calling to people's homes, by telephone or online, e.g. using a website such as SurveyMonkey or Google Forms. Surveys provide the business with qualitative data, so these are statistics and facts, so you can get a percentage of how many people like the product or dislike the product, and are facts because they're coming from opinions of people. And quantitative data, so people's opinions. Businesses often provide an incentive for people to take part in the survey, such as a discount or vouchers. Advantages, the firm can obtain detailed information from respondents, and a disadvantage that non-response rate can be high. So for example, people can refuse to complete a telephone or face-to-face surveys. Mystery shoppers then is your fourth one. So anonymous shoppers evaluate consumer services and store operators. Businesses can also use mystery shoppers to monitor competition, e.g. buy a basket of goods in a consumer store to compare prices. So you might go into, like say, Lidl and Aldi. Aldi might go into Lidl, buy maybe 10 products that customers usually buy and then compare the prices to. The advantage then, it encourages employees to provide high quality customer services at all times because they don't know which consumers are mystery shoppers. And disadvantages, information gathered by the mystery shopper is subjective and depends on his or her personal tastes and preferences. So when you go in to buy the goods, are you based on your preferences or the preferences that's in the market? So your field research, also known as primary research, four types: observation, consumer panels, surveys, and mystery shoppers.